Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Bobby Van Kirk. And what we're talking about is the future. Where do you see the future? You're both 42, 41, so you have a long ways to go. Yet you're already looking at, in depth, as you said, the bringing depth to your different departments. And so what do you see for the future, institutionalizing this organization? What challenges, expansions in Puerto Rico, expansions outside Puerto Rico? How do you see the future for Valía Gitana?
Well, it's funny. We've always thought about this, but now we think about it more and more. My partner and I are both very keen on quality of life. She's a relatively new mother. She's got a 2.5-year-old daughter. Beautiful. Her name is Sophia. I am pregnant right now. My wife is pregnant, so I'm about to be a father.
And your wife is with the company.
Yes, she works with Christina. She's the head of our. She's one of the people in the team that Christina has built in purchasing, so that the company doesn't depend on her. And thanks to the team that she's built, she doesn't have to travel anymore. And she, when she got pregnant, three and a half years ago or so. She obviously didn't want to travel. Christina used to travel hard, sometimes for months. And that was one of the things that I helped bring, is that liberty for her to leave for a month and a half. As we reinvented ourselves when we started designing the clothes, she had to go and set up and deal, find a production person there and where we manufacture and deal with all those things. It took extended trips. Obviously, she started trying to make her trip shorter. She traveled so much when she was younger, and most people,
basically to Asia?
Mainly to Asia, yes.
But not
Indonesia, India, Thailand. She did go to Malaysia, Nepal, bought a little bit there, but really India in the early years, Indonesia still, Thailand. She has miles, and so does the rest of our purchasing team. But she realized, and after a while, she was tired. And most people, I'd give anything for your job. She was like, yeah, it sounds real cool, but these trips are a lot of hard work. I've taken several of them.
And where these factories are, and not necessarily in Bangkok or in...
No, and it's not a happy disco, fun-loving party all the time. But anyway, so she, that's part of the process, was building the team. She now heads the department. We have different buyers for different departments. My wife heads the clothing department, which has several other people. They follow the trends, they set up our clothing lines, they see what's going to be in fashion. It's a whole process, and obviously Christina is the head of it. And I have my operations and administration department, we have our sales department, which runs the stores, we have our warehouse department. And where do we see Valija going? Valija, we have 12 stores here. We are very careful. It's been very important for us to continue growing. Because when you design your own clothing, there's an amount of work that you do, which is the same whether you're designing for 3 stores or for 20 stores. And the more stores you have, it divides those costs amongst more income points or points of income, no? So it really helps carry those costs. When you design clothing, it's a whole process. You have to have a team, and you have to do fittings, we had to keep growing, but we saw so many companies grow too quickly, open 3, 4, 5 stores in a year, and then fade out. So we've been very careful. We've usually grown 1 store a year. So that's why in 2000, and not every year, that's why in 2000 we have 4 kiosks, and now we have 12 stores. But the thing is, we don't see ourselves opening. We want to protect our brand, and we don't want to fall into the trap that many retailers have fallen of getting into the real high volume, pure fashion retailing, competing against Forever 21 and 579 and these huge companies that are cheap Sara, that are cheap fashion, They have so much volume. So we offer something that's more, you know, our fittings are for the Latin woman, the Puerto Rican woman.
More unique.
Our designs are a little different. So, you know, and we try to, we're not expensive. It's not like our, we're not a boutique that sells very expensive, but we try not to fall into that, you know, shirts for $5, $6, $7, you know. And we try to keep that because then you're a slave to volume. And volume is always very important, but we try to keep our branding. And so, you know, we don't want to open in every strip mall, every rinky-dink shopping center or commercial center. We want to be in the best centers in Puerto Rico, and we already pretty much are. Okay. So we see ourselves opening maybe 2, 3, 4 more stores very carefully, you know, con mucha paciencia, with a lot of patience, finding the right deal, the right location in Puerto Rico. After that, we have a proprietary brand. We have our proprietary designs of clothing. So we do feel we have something to bring, and we can open outside of Puerto Rico. And obviously, Florida would be a great step or an obvious natural step. You know, Latin, same type of client, the Latin woman, which is our forte, but we're very. We're very careful. We're going to think about it a lot. We have to be very careful about how we do it because you can get burnt and you can waste a lot of money if you try to do that incorrectly. So, but we see ourselves going in that direction because we do have something to offer that's unique, that we can bring that will be different. And hopefully that'll be a future growth for us would be the U.S. market, starting with Florida.
Terrific. And in terms of your employee, you have a lot of turnover. You've been successful in keeping
good. I think we've created a great work environment. We work hard at Valija, but we enjoy it. And we have a lot of employees. They might be young. But we have employees, a lot of employees that have been with us 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And these are a lot of times young people that start with us at the end of high school, beginning of college. They work with us through college, usually part-time. And if they're good and they grow with us, they might end up growing at a store level to management. And then a lot of times they come in pretty much all our purchasing department, which is our core department, you know, they're the best paid employees we have. They're the most important. I would say all of them started at the stores. They all started at the stores and grew with us. And these are girls that are now late 20s. Some of them are still early 20s, but the most important ones, the buyers, the ones that already travel alone and can buy for us, are either late 20s, early 30s, and they've been with us minimum 9, 10 years. So it speaks very highly of the
good.
Family.
That's always good.
And that's part of how we see the institutionalization of, I was saying that with a very heavy accent, of Valija, is that structure that we've created, that it goes hand in hand with the company not depending 100% on either one of us.
Right.
We have something that eventually we can either keep growing or we can sell to another company. So how Valija ends years from now, it's still yet to be seen. But we want to leave our options open. It'd be great to be bought out and be taken and open more Valijas elsewhere, or maybe sell it to our employees that are younger. You know, who knows
we
can do.
We'll see. Well, that's a chapter to be written, and that's part of the challenge as well. Bobby, I want to thank you for joining me. I think it's a story of a very successful partnership, people that complement each other, both with trust and with different talents that come together. And I'm sure, you know, negotiate and fight and all, but that trust and that complementing each other has worked very well. So congratulations on the achievements and the best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much, Jorge.